This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer, woo! Podcast weekend continues here, folks, on this Saturday afternoon, January 18th, 2025. Recording this track and field indoor. Kicked off yesterday with the triangle. We're getting that in just a second. This is the first time I listen to the podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by, giving us a listen here on this unique Kansas State podcast. Yes, there's a Kansas State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, folks. That is me, Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast. Alex Aiden, my co-host for the Podbean bonus channel app. Getting that just a second. Like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time I post content daily. Yes, daily, including the weekends as well. And looks like here you're going to get potentially three episodes today of this podcast. Yeah, so you want to tune in. We don't just talk football and basketball on here. We try to talk tennis. I just recorded a tennis episode earlier today along with here track and field. So a lot going on in. Sooner or later, or around the corner, baseball season will be upon us. So we got that in, recorded a pre-event prior to that as well. So again, make sure you subscribe. Like, if you're a big K-State fan or you're a K-State grad like me, 2013, yes, I'm dating myself. Go ahead and like, hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode daily. At least we post one, for sure. At least two, but rarely you see three on here, and that's what we're shaping up to be here for this podcast. So definitely busy times right now. K-State athletic wise got winter sports right now going on, and of course men's was basketball going on. And I'm recording this right now during Dylan Sunflower Showdown, by the way, with the men's basketball team, and who knows what's going to happen over there with two struggling teams over there, K-State and KU. But who's not struggling? Tommy Hazen. Indoor track and field, men and women's, kicked off yesterday. KU, K-State, Wichita State, Triangular D. Unique. Every year, ever since we started this podcast, the Triple Triangular always started in Cliff Rovetto Indoor Track Facility. Tommy Hazen hit the record books yesterday. 3,000 meter, in a 3,000 meter PR yesterday there. Hazen, 8:03, 10 seconds faster than his previous best. And not only that, he topped Hallie Spector school record, 8:05. Hold on a second. 8:05:51, 8:15:27. That was Wichita State. Adrian Diaz Lopez hit that 8:08. what's his role with that? 8:15. That was set by Adrian Diaz there. 8:03. Hit that record, baby. Tommy Hazen. This is Coach Kate. This is from Coach Kate Bucknum, who just completed her first year as the men's women's cross country coach here as well. Tommy Hazen, Tommy's school record right out of the chute. Actually, hold on a second. This is Travis Gopher. My bad. bounce off the wall. So this is first year head track and field head coach Travis Gopher. Quote, Tommy Hazen, Tommy's school record right out of the chute. What Coach Kate Bucknum has done with Tommy, and just the smile on that kid's face after the race was phenomenal. This is a quote from Travis Gopher. So Travis Gopher already seeing some positive improvements there already. They're right out of the gate at PR. That's what I'm talking about right there as well. Let's see, 31 events in his triangular between Kansas, K-State, in Wichita State, right? Let's see. The Wildcats. Of course, Kansas, KU wins it. Gosh darn it. But KU, 254. Wichita State, 220. Ooh, excuse me. I gave him 10 too many. 210. And then you have the K-State right there, 188. But the highlight of the day there belongs to Tommy Hazen. I keep rewinding back to the time machine to this podcast a little bit. I believe when we started this podcast back in the COVID year, I believe Tommy Hazen was a freshman, if I'm not mistaken. there as well. So we see some awesome individual performances across the board, not only for football, basketball. Recently, Serena Sundale, also Aoka Lee, Tamira Poindexter. Now you have this, Tommy Haasen, getting a PR in the 3,000 meters yesterday in the triangle. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here, recapping KSU triangular. Third place overall. Well, of course, three out of three teams, you finished third. Okay, whatever, right? Gary Moore, Junior Gary Moore, tied for a men's high point award with 14 points. And Gary Moore, I didn't know this prior to the recording, coming from the transfer portal from Baylor. There he won the weight throw with a 20.9 at 68 feet. Again, give and take, how I read it. Again, Gopher talked about Gary a little bit in the post-game presser there. Gary did a great job at high point score. At high point score is phenomenal with the win. Oh, hang on. And to win two events the first time in purple was fantastic. So Gary Moore, get up in here a little bit. So Gary Moore off to a good start. In his first K-State meet, wins two individual events. That's fantastic. Stella Miner, freshman, recorded her own 1,000 meters with a time of 2:51 there. That is a new facility record on the women's side there as well. Also, Sophia Hines, a junior, also the PR in the 400-meter hurdle. The 400 meters, take away the hurdles, Eddie. 51.9 there as well. So a lot going on here. I know I'm bouncing around a little bit here. Grace Meyer, you heard that name before in this podcast. Cross country. Now she's hopping on with the indoor team. 3,000. First time this year. 9:47. The 4x4. Mixed. Hines, Taquik Lewis, Jordan Edwards, and sophomore Ned Medlock there. Finished just 10th. Behind KU in the 4x meter mix there as well. And you know, if you listen to this podcast in the past, you know 4x4 is my favorite event outside of 400 there as well. So coming just a little bit short there as well. Monique Hardy. Talked about her in yesterday's episode podcast, right? She threw in the weight throw 19.79. That's a 64 feet-ish there as well. JC Schroeder, a veteran now. 15.74 there as well, as I'm getting notifications now from men's basketball. Sophia Hines. Yes, I mentioned that already. All right, so there you go on that. Let me see. Micah Scott ran her two best, ran her two events there. Runner up in a 60-meter dash in a 200 meters there. And let me see. That's wrong. Yeah, Micah Scott. Yeah, 60-meter dash in a 200, 7.6 in a 60, and then the 200 clocked in a 24.58 there as well there. So I know I bounced around quite a bit there. And for your head coach of the indoor track and field teams for the men and women, Travis Scover here about the atmosphere around Cliff Ravetto Indoor Facility. Quote, overall, I was just super pleased with our student athletes' efforts, just the competitive efforts. You know, obviously it's early. We trained through this meet. We even lifted hard yesterday. So take a little chance on that. I see it, Coach Covert. Let's see. These kids, quote, going back to this quote, these kids, they didn't have a lot of legs under them, but they finished strong in all the races. The jumpers jumped really well from short approach, just an unbelievable atmosphere. Congratulations to Kansas. They won the team title and did a great job, but it was good competitive meet. And overall, just the atmosphere and the efforts across the board. I'm just so thankful for this being our staff's first track meet here at Kansas State. So yeah, 3-3. Yeah, okay. Whatever. It is what it is. But to hear that from, of course, you know, a coach that comes from successful teams in the past, obviously what jumps off of the page, Arkansas, right? So to hear that, solid performances, and highlighted by, of course, Gary Moore Jr. and really, you got to go back to who's been here from the start, Tommy Haasen. Very proud of him for just putting it down in the 3,000 meters yesterday. And, of course, I got to shout out my guys, Lucas Holdren, for one, and somebody that has followed me recently on Strava. I know. On Strava, I had to shout this guy out. Peyton Wilbanks, he was in there as well yesterday. As well, so I know I'm gonna give him crap as well. So give him a shout out here on this podcast. So a successful first meet for K-State, even though they finished 3-3 in the KSU Triangular, and I believe today another meet goes down for the Kansas State indoor track and field teams here. Let me go back to the page. I know I talked about it. Oh gosh, dang it. I know I talked about it here a little bit on yesterday's episode. Hang on, I'll get to it in a second because I exited out of the wrong thing. Here, let me see. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. Let me see. Yeah, I have another event here going on. Gosh, dang it. Yes. Yeah, so let me see. Well, I thought originally there was going to be... I'll have to double check this on air, but... Next, for the main thing next in conference play, you got to go to Lubbock, Texas on, I believe it'll be, this upcoming Friday for the Red Raider invite. That's Friday, this upcoming Friday, January 24th in Lubbock, Texas. Their host college, of course, that is Texas Tech there as well. So I know there was a meet that I talked about yesterday, so I'm sure that's going to be going on right now during all these games going on here on this crazy Saturday there as well. So Friday, next Friday, this upcoming Friday, the Red Raider invite for the Kansas State indoor men's, women's track and field team. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Woo! The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or not have a chance to record K-State content. We're going to take a breather here. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Again, you like what you're hearing? Are you fired up for your K-State Wildcats? Even though, yes, there's some struggles on the men's side, for the exception of the men's indoor track team, PRs across the board, but hit the alarm bell every time you post an episode, and of course, Podbean Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.